I'm Larry Thomas, and I'd like to share my thoughts about the new film Lucky, now showing at Clifton's Esquire Theater. Lucky is the kind of story that might have been made in Europe in the 1960s, as it has the feel and style of a low-budget foreign art film. And that may have been part of the intention in the preparation of it. However, in the end, it's turned out to be much more. It was planned to be a leading role for 91-year-old character actor Harry Dean Stanton, one of the great character actors. You may not remember the name, but never forget his face. Born in West Irvine, Kentucky, Harry Dean Stanton made his entry into acting in the mid-1950s, when there was a need for lots of character actors, especially in series television. In the course of his career, Stanton amassed an impressive 199 acting credits. His second feature film was a bit part in Alfred Hitchcock's The Wrong Man. His first lead role was in Wim Wenders' 1984 art house hit, Paris, Texas. His next starring turn turned out to be Lucky, both in title and to punctuate the essence of his career. He died on September 15th of this year, just 2 weeks shy of the premiere of Lucky in New York and Los Angeles. Lucky is about the spiritual journey of a 91-year-old atheist and how he deals with his life and the people who surround it in a small remote town. The film is the first directorial credit for another character actor, John Carroll Lynch, who played Francis McDormand's husband in Fargo. In many ways, Lucky feels like watching a cinematic obituary for an actor with a big fan base who really loved his craft. Along the way, Stanton worked with directors like Sam Peckinpah, Francis Ford Coppola, John Huston, and David Lynch. And he didn't have to have a lead role to leave a lasting impression. While watching the 2012 ultra superhero movie The Avengers, I was stunned to see Harry Dean in a one-scene, wordless cameo appearance as a security guard. And that one scene is what I remember most about that film. He took minimal screen time and no dialogue and left his impression on the entire movie. Lucky also makes use of noted actors in smaller roles. Director David Lynch plays another local eccentric who is upset because his 100-year-old tortoise named President Roosevelt has wandered away from home. Scenes in a bar frequented by Lucky had me looking twice, maybe three times, trying to figure who played the husband of the bar's owner. Finally, I had to look up the cast list to find out it was James Darren, a name that may not mean much to anyone today, but in 1959, he was a big star for a time after playing Moondoggy to Sandra Dee's Gidget. While Lucky may not be the greatest film Stanton ever made, and perhaps meanders a bit too much, it's a fitting climax to an all-star career. And just maybe you'll be encouraged to investigate Stanton's vast filmography and check out his other films. Harry Dean Stanton's last movie, Lucky, is showing at the Esquire Theater at least through Thursday of this week. For a link to the Esquire Theater for showtimes, visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Larry Thomas.